just in your family, but
It seems like everywhere you look right now, someone is sick. This year, prepare your family for airborne invaders with Navage Nasal Care. Navage sucks out viruses, dust, and other airborne particles, all the stuff that gets trapped in your nose making you miserable. Even better, Navage is HSA FSA eligible. Navage is available online at Navage.com or Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM, translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Kansas City, authorities announced 2 more arrests following the Chiefs rally deadly shooting. Prosecutor Gene Peters-Baker says suspects Dominic Miller and Lyndall Mays face murder and weapons charges for the death of radio DJ Lisa Lopez Galvin after an argument escalated.
That's just 2 individuals. And I think as we all stand here, this investigation is still very, very active and ongoing.
Nicholas Jordan, a college student in Colorado, making his first court appearance in connection with the murders of 2 people in a dorm last week. His bond was increased to $5 million. The motive still unknown. What's in your wallet if it's Capital One and Discover? A merger is in the works. Capital One moving to buy Discover Financial for $35 billion. Federal regulators, though, still need to approve it. Beyonce breaking new ground, becoming the first black woman to soar to number 1 on Billboard's Hot Country Songs for her single Texas Hold'em. This is ABC News. A financial advice columnist is out with a warning about scams after she got taken for $50,000 herself.
Charlotte Coles, the Cut's financial advice columnist, thought she was the victim of identity fraud. The person she was speaking to describing a warrant out for her arrest for cyber crimes and drug trafficking. Their directions? Deliver $50,000 cash to a vehicle that would pull up to her home. Coles is the growing face of who these scammers target, younger adults. According to a recent report from the FTC, 18 to 59-year-olds are 34% more likely than those over 60 to lose money to fraud.
ABC's Eva Pilgrim. We've all heard that regular exercise is good for us, but a new study found that women can reap more benefits than men with less time and less effort. Researchers say women who were active saw a 24% lower risk of dying from any cause when compared to inactive women. For active men, the risk was just 15%. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com. Cash.com.
How do you measure the human spirit? In pounds? In milliliters? In the distance traveled between yesterday and today? Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit, because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Learn more about how we care for your whole body, mind, and spirit at AdventHealth.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low in the mid-20s. Mostly sunny and warmer tomorrow, high in the upper 40s. An additional sunshine on Thursday, high mid-40s. Friday looks cooler with a mostly clear sky, high in the mid-30s, but near 50 for the weekend with sun. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently, it's 47 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Police confirmed the deaths of two children in the Madison area. They were among three people found dead inside an apartment in Middleton on Sunday. The Middleton Police Department and Middleton Cross Plains School District confirmed both were students at Sauk Trail Elementary School. A third victim was also found dead, and a fourth male victim is hospitalized with gunshot wounds. Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt says the Monday morning shooting deaths of a man and his wife were apparently a murder-suicide. Investigation found 85-year-old David Zittel shot his wife Susan to death at their home and then shot himself to death in the lobby of Prairie Ridge Health in Columbus. State Senate Republicans rejected four more of Governor Tony Evers' appointees on Tuesday, bringing the total to 13. Wisconsin Radio Network.
I love yard sales. Everywhere you look, a jackpot. March, check out this wild abstract painting. I don't know the artist, but odds are this is worth big bucks.
Frank, that's ketchup on a paper plate from somebody's lunch.
Well, bingo! These are obviously priceless ancient coins. This could be our winning ticket.
Frank, that's a bottle cap collection.
Oh yeah, Miss Smarty Pants? Well, I just spotted our ace in the hole. Look at this. An authentic miniature sword.
No, Frank. That's full size. It's a butter knife.
Problem gambling's a lot like that. You see what you want to see as you chase that next big win, that unbeatable hand, that lucky bet. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, we can help. Call 1-800-GAMBLE-5, text 850-888-HOPE, or visit wi-problemgamblers.org. Gamble responsibly, and everyone's a winner. A message from the Wisconsin Lottery.
Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shaw's customers have come to know and trust. Shaw's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shaw's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shaw's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by SFB, Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. Numbers are us, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West Durand, 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, the Rooster Tail Bar and Grill, downtown Durand, and Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. A Menominee man has been sentenced to 25 years in prison after being found guilty on multiple counts of child sexual abuse between July of 2012 to March of 2013. According to Dunn County District Attorney Andrea Nudolf, Dunn County Circuit Court Judge Luke Wagner sentenced Corey Cockerham to the prison sentence, followed by 7 years of extended supervision. Cockerham was convicted by a jury of the charges in October. The city of Wabasha is now hiring summer staff for lifeguards, water safety instructors, and front desk attendants for the 2024 pool season at the Wabasha City Pool. Lifeguards must meet minimum age requirements and possess or obtain American Red Cross Lifeguard First Aid CPR certification. WSI instructors must also meet minimum age requirements and possess or obtain WSI certification. For more information or to pick up an application, contact the Wabasha City Hall. Police in Lake Halley say the man who crashed into a squad car and eventually ran down the road with a machete in one hand and a knife in the other was drunk. Officials finally arrested Chad Nyland after the crash, car chase, and then a foot chase down Highway 53. Officers say Nyland hit a squad car, then sped away. At one point, they say he jumped out of the car and showed the officer a machete and his knife. Nyland is accused of then driving some more before he abandoned the car and started running down the highway. He was taken to jail on a slew of charges, including his third OWI, felony bail jumping, and disorderly conduct. It will be a very busy day today at the Wisconsin Capitol. Both the State Assembly and State Senate will be in session. Lawmakers are looking to wrap up for the spring. Today's agenda is full, with the Senate voting on the $2 billion tax cut package from Republicans and the Assembly voting on a proposed constitutional amendment that would stop the governor from raising taxes or fees on his own. Lawmakers are supposed to be done with their business for the year by this Thursday. It is a primary election day in Wisconsin today. It's the primary for the spring election. That means that voters will be narrowing down the list of candidates for local offices like school board, county board, or the village board. There are very few local races here in western Wisconsin. You're listening to WRDN News.
Too busy to cook tonight? Let the Rooster Tail do the cooking for you. The Rooster Tail features daily specials, including Taco Tuesdays, Wednesday Wings, Thursday's Burger of the Day, the Friday Fish Fry, and Saturday, receive $2 off all large pizzas. Have fun at the Rooster Tail with Thursday Bingo from 6 to 8 and Karaoke Saturdays at 7. Visit their Facebook page for additional specials and events. For food and for fun, it's the Rooster Tail in downtown Durand.
Hello?
Sherry, guess what? I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
The Pepin Area School District has a new superintendent. The school board recently approved a contract to Craig Anderson Ruskin as the new superintendent effective July 1st. Anderson Ruskin has been the principal at Neillsville High School for the past 13 years. He will take over on July 1st for current superintendent Bruce Quinton. The town of Mondovi and the Buffalo County Zoning Department have issued a raise order to the owner of a structure located at S950 County Road J. The raise order was sent to James Passay, and in the order, the zoning department had found that the building meets the definition of an abandoned building as defined in the Buffalo County Zoning Ordinance and needed to be torn down. Passay has until April 15th to have the building torn down, or the county will tear it down at Passay's expense. A judge's pending leave could push the Lily Peters murder trial in Chippewa County back till next year. Judge James Isaacson last week announced that he's taking a leave of absence. He said he hopes to be back in 8 to 10 weeks. That will leave just 2 judges in Chippewa County. Court administrators say there will be delays at the courthouse. That may include Peters' murder trial. She was killed in April of 2022. The suspect in her death has been sitting in jail ever since. Eau Claire County is looking for feedback on its climate action plan. The county held an open house last night and will hold another one tonight on the plan to reduce emissions and focus on sustainability. The county's plan is to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 30% by 2030. There is also a community survey to get ideas. You can read the entire community action plan on the county's website. A bill that would put $120 million toward funding rural emergency medical services is being considered in the Minnesota legislature. The bill introduced yesterday would help rural EMS providers who are struggling due to partial reimbursements from Medicaid and Medicare. Minnesota lawmakers say additional funding will be needed in the future to help hire more staff and narrow reimbursement gaps. That bill has been assigned to the Minnesota Senate Taxes Committee for further discussion. You're listening to WRDN News.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Two Wisconsin cities have been ranked in the U.S. News & World Report list of the best places to live for quality of life in the United States for 2023-2024. Green Bay and Madison both ranked in the top 10 based on factors like resident well-being, housing affordability, job market index, and more. Green Bay ranked 7th, Madison finished 3rd, respectively. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
I was afraid to cut the cord, but once I did, I couldn't believe it took so long to do it. Paying too much for my cable bill had become a bad habit. I either wasn't getting what I wanted or never knew where to find any of my favorite shows until it was too late. Plus, the prices just kept going up. Thankfully, I discovered a new way to watch called Philo. For just $25 a month, I can catch all my favorite shows on networks like BET, MTV, and TLC. It even has Nickelodeon for my kids. I can watch anytime I want, anywhere I want. Plus, Philo lets me have up to 3 streams at once, so everyone can watch what they want at the same time. Throw in the unlimited DVR that saves all my favorites for up to a year, and this really is the best deal in TV. I just wish I hadn't waited so long. Sound too good to be true? Well, try it out for yourself, and you'll see why people who love TV love Philo. Go to philo.tv, that's philo.tv, and start your 7-day free trial now.
Daytona win a blur for Byron. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Valley of the Sun will roar to life this spring.
This ought to get pretty wild here.
Why is that, you may ask? Because NASCAR is coming to Phoenix, and it's going to be a weekend of good vibes the whole family won't forget. The best-in-class fan experience meets racing's toughest drivers for 3 days of action on and off the track, all surrounded by the beautiful Estrella Mountains.
Let's go!
NASCAR Weekend at Phoenix Raceway, March 8th through the 10th. Get your tickets now at phoenixraceway.com.
William Byron can hardly believe he won Monday's rain-delayed 66th running of the Daytona 500. On the 40th anniversary of Hendrick Motorsports, the driver of the number 24 Chevrolet, who has encountered more than his share of bad luck at Daytona International Speedway, was still in disbelief as he spoke with the media.
It still hasn't sunk in yet, so I feel like it's just kind of a blur, and I feel like there's just so many things that have to go your way to win a race like this, and it's special. I mean, this is the biggest race, so it's and stuff happens so fast, so it's honestly a chess game that you're just trying to play, and I feel like we're able to come out on top.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
I was afraid to cut the cord, but once I did, I couldn't believe it took so long to do it. Paying too much for my cable bill had become a bad habit. I either wasn't getting what I wanted or never knew where to find any of my favorite shows until it was too late. Plus, the prices just kept going up. Thankfully, I discovered a new way to watch called Philo. For just $25 a month, I can catch all my favorite shows on networks like BET, MTV, and TLC. It even has Nickelodeon for my kids. I can watch anytime I want, anywhere I want. Plus, Philo lets me have up to 3 streams at once, so everyone can watch what they want at the same time. Throw in the unlimited DVR that saves all my favorites for up to a year, and this really is the best deal in TV. I just wish I hadn't waited so long. Sound too good to be true? Well, try it out for yourself, and you'll see why people who love TV love Philo. Go to philo.tv, that's philo.tv, and start your 7-day free trial now.
The basketball Badgers have dropped 5 of their last 6, host Maryland in Big Ten action at the Kohl Center tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports.
You got to keep moving forward. You can't let what's happened in the past, good or bad, hold you in that position. Because you got to, we've seen, this is a long season. We got a lot of basketball left. Let's get ready for Maryland and Take it one day at a time and one game at a time.
Red Guards Badgers tip at 8 p.m. tonight on Peacock. Golf Digest ranked the best states for public golf and gave Wisconsin the number one ranking. Badger State has 10 of the country's top 100 courses. And NFL teams can begin using the franchise tag as that window opens later today. Teams allowed to tag one player scheduled to become an unrestricted free agent, which would allow them to play under a one-year deal with a value based on the average of the top five salaries at that player's position. The Packers, however, not expected to use the tag on any of its players. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Agriculture is the world's largest commercial enterprise. Today's FFA members are getting the training and experience necessary to succeed in their choice of hundreds of careers in modern agriculture.
Today and every day in 2024, we salute the FFA and our local FFA members and volunteers.
Congratulations to all the FFA members and chapters during this National FFA Week. This FFA salute is being brought to you by O'Galley Cheese Factory, Highway 25, Durand.
O'Galley Cheese is a home of award-winning Parmesan and Asiago cheeses. O'Galley Cheese starts with a high-quality milk from local dairy farms, all located within 25 miles of Durand. Stop in at the O'Galley Cheese Store during FFA Week, February 17th through the 24th, for a dollar off per pound of O'Galley's plain cheddar cheese curds. O'Galley Cheese, located 2 miles north of Durand on Highway 25, open 7 days a week. Offer valid in-store and online for orders placed during FFA Week.
The first winter sports champs are crowned, boys' hoops brackets are out, and girls start this week. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by NFHSNetwork.com. More high school sports news after this.
Do you ever wish you could be in two places at once? With homework, carpool, practice, and everything else, sometimes you just can't make it to every game. But the NFHS Network's streaming platform makes that a little easier. For just $11.99 a month, you can watch unlimited high school sports live and on demand, at home or on the go. You can watch online or on one of our mobile or connected TV apps. Visit NFHSNetwork.com and subscribe today to never miss another game.
It is a sprint to the finish over the next 4 weeks as the winter sports seasons are dwindling down. Over the weekend, the first winter sports state championships were held, with boys swimming and diving getting things underway. Middleton claimed a second consecutive Division I team championship, led by three state titles, one individual and two relays, by Sam Wolf. McFarland was the team champion in Division II. The Spartans saw freshman twins Blake and Kale Tabeast win four titles apiece, two individual and two as part of relays. Older brother Shane Tabeast was also part of two of those relay titles. A significant story was senior Jack Sullivan of Nicolet, who became just the eighth individual in state history to win the same event four times, taking home gold in the 200-yard freestyle. He also won a second straight 100-yard freestyle title. The boys' basketball playoff brackets are complete after the reveal show aired on Sunday morning. Be sure to head over to WisSports.net for the seeds, matchups, and full brackets, as we now know the path to state for every boys basketball team in Wisconsin. Boys playoff action begins next Tuesday around the state. A reminder that girls hoops playoffs start this Tuesday with opening regional games. Action continues on Friday before regional finals contests on Saturday. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net and search Apple for the WSN podcast.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with a Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Treisline, and this is from the pages of Outdoor News, sponsored by the all-new OutdoorNews.com. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is inviting state citizens to celebrate the Badger State's natural resources and showcase your art via the Great Waters Photo Contest and Writing Project. The agency is accepting entries for the contest through April 1st. I'll share more details when we return, but first...
Since 1967, generations of Minnesota sportsmen have trusted Outdoor News to keep them up to date with the latest news, pro tips, features, fishing reports, gear.
A child abduction alert has been issued in Manitowoc County for the following child: Elijah View, age 3, male, white, 3 feet, 0 inches, 45 pounds, with sandy hair, brown eyes, and a birthmark on the left knee. Child was last seen near 3900 Mishicot Road, Two Rivers, Wisconsin, and is missing from Two Rivers. He was last seen wearing gray sweatpants, long sleeve, dark colored shirt, and red and green dinosaur slip-on shoes. If you have any information on the whereabouts of Elijah View, please contact the Two Rivers Police Department at 844-267-6648.
View the photo contest and writing project rules and instructions, visit the DNR's Great Waters Photo Contest and Writing Project webpage. Just go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search Great Waters Contest. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of Outdoor News. Find out more at outdoornews.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low in the mid-20s. Mostly sunny and warmer tomorrow, high in the upper 40s. An additional sunshine on Thursday, high mid-40s. Friday looks cooler with a mostly clear sky, high in the mid-30s, but near 50 for the weekend with sun. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently, it's 47 degrees.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. We are broadcasting on location today, NCC the Classic, that is taking place in Kearney. So no surprise, we'll be focusing a little bit on what's happened in this cattle market. But we're also going to look at some of those other outside influences, whether it's the dollar, maybe it's the Safrina corn crop, how that is continuing to weigh in. But how about wheat being the leader? We're going to talk all about that and a whole lot more today as Darren Fry joins us with Water Street Advisors. And Darren, I think we got to start out with this wheat complex, because just from the beginning, I mean, I was seeing all these different little comments that were coming out about how wheat was going to be the one maybe to pull what we see happening in the corn and the beans and kind of lead them on this trade. What are your thoughts?
It's what really took off when Russia entered Ukraine. It's the first market, the top, that really have let us down to the bottom, and it could lead us back up again. We know that we're ripe for a bottom. We know that there are some things that have shaped up, not only domestically with some really good demand export-wise for our soft red winter wheat, but also the fact that some things internationally have kind of lined up to be a little bit more supportive from a fundamental standpoint. And then you just have the strong seasonals that haven't mattered, Susan. You know, this is a strong time for seasonals, whether we talk corn, soybeans, or wheat, and yet we haven't seen that matter. And so possibly wheat is going to be the leader. We're looking for a bottom. We need to see action that would support a bottom. And I don't think today and today alone will do it. But if we see a couple more days like today strung together, then I think you might have a bottom in place in wheat.
What is your thought when it comes to the weekly export inspections? I mean, they've been kind of just stuck as of well. Is that going to continue? I mean, China's back. We did see, you know, some stuff happening on the soybean side and the corn side, but nothing this week so far on the wheat.
Well, I think the wheat will have an easy time getting to the USDA expectation. I think the corn will, too. I think corn demand is going to pick up as we move further toward this May-June timeframe. We got to grow that Safrina crop. And certainly they're planting like crazy down there. The harvest has been at rapid pace coming out, which usually doesn't speak of a whopper bean crop when they're harvesting so fast. So we'll see how that turns out. But I think the real question is do soybean exports pick up? Because that's what's really been waned over the last month or two, as Brazil's crop from last year must be bigger than we expected. And we just haven't seen the business we needed to with our tight carryout. And that's why our carryout's growing in soybeans.
Well, you talk about the soybeans, Darren. I mean, Philippines making a purchase of meal, did that come as a surprise to you today?
I think any of those countries that purchase, sometimes you see something from Colombia, Philippines, a smaller Panama, a smaller country. And those are always a little bit shocking, but it's just not enough. We need to see China come in and take, more of our beans, take some corn, like they've taken our sorghum and they've taken our soft red winter wheat off the PNW. And I think if we get some of that, then you might have a bright spot here as we move forward, especially on the corn side.
Is there concerns, though, that the dollar is just going to continue to weigh in on that and not allow for those export opportunities?
There is concern of that. You know, if you take a look at the dollar, we're trying to finish either a correction up and start the next move of significance lower, or we still have more of that correction to come, getting the dollar clear up to 106, 108. Right now it's trading 104, 103 and change. And so we could be done going up in the dollar, but if the dollar has more to go to the upside before rolling over, that will hurt our exports. But a lot of consternation with what the Feds are going to do. Obviously, we're seeing the CPI, the PPI, the PCE, some of these numbers coming out hotter than what everyone expected. And that is keeping the dollar a little bit supported, as well as people concerned about the amount of rate cuts we're going to have this year. A lot of people are thinking 4, 5, 6. I was kind of thinking 2 or 3, and I'm still kind of thinking 2 or 3. But maybe instead of March, they don't start till May.
So how do you see that factoring in? I mean, these guys getting ready to plant this crop, they're watching their bottom line as well. Any concerns maybe being shared with you from your customers?
You know, other than just we've got a lot of crops still to market, and we have to get that sold and probably buy it back on paper. We thought there'd be some opportunities here as we rolled forward on the calendars. But so far, we haven't seen what's happened in South America come to fruition or anything of concern yet with Safrina. But I would say that a lot of farmers are in pretty good shape from a financial standpoint, just because of the prices and what we've seen the last 2 or 3 years with good yields, good prices. I think people have built their working capital. And so we do have to make available cash for this next crop. But I think re-ownership on paper can be a solution for that.
Obviously, having some good marketing plans is a big part of what they're doing to be able to stay so financially forward moving into this new marketing year.
Yeah, I would say I would agree with that. I think you guys got to be careful with what's shaping up. That I think we're going to have some higher prices. I think we'll get corn back in the old crop, maybe towards the $5 area. New crop corn, obviously $5.25, $5.50. But farmers are going to be aggressive if we get that opportunity. And then they just have to defend that if something would go wrong with the crop. So guys got to be careful how aggressive he gets on that first rally, because that first rally might be the start of something different, not the end of something. So guys just got to be aware of that.
All right, well, stick around, folks. We've got a lot more coming up as we get ready for the second half. I want to come back and ask a question about the soybeans. We did, of course, have a listener question that came about on Friday. I want to get Darren's thoughts on what he thinks might be happening within this soybean conflicts. As we look at also coming back, we're going to take a look at what's happening on the livestock side as well. What's going on with the consumer confidence, and is it an effect on the cattle or just the proteins in general? And how bullish is he on the fundamentals of the cattle? We'll take a look at that. And obviously the good movement we've seen moving export-wise on the pork. Stick around. We've got a full session coming up, second half around the corner. It's the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Planning for retirement and your family's future should not keep you up at night. I'm Tyler Schroyer of Heike Wealth Management. From Roth IRAs and 401k rollovers to life insurance needs and purchasing CDs, I strive to add value to your financial and retirement picture. Visit HeikeWealthManagement.com or stop at my office on 3rd Avenue West in Durand to schedule an appointment. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance offered through Heike Wealth Management, LLC, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial Services.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Welcome back to the channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Again, we're broadcasting today from NCC, the Classic, underway in Kearney at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. And Darren Fry continues to join us with Water Street Advisors. Before we went to break, you were talking about when it came to being aggressive within these markets. Kind of, I want you to expand a little bit more about what you're wanting our listeners to be thinking about.
Well, you know, if you go back and look at what happened in 2020, and all the listeners will remember this, but we were so bearish, and then the pandemic came, and we were looking down to 275, 280. And, you know, I heard farmers say, if we ever get back to $4, I'm selling all my old crop. I'm selling the next 2 years of crop because we got a mess here. And, of course, we got back to $4, and we got to $5, and we got to $6, and we went to $7 and $8. And we know what happened after 2020. What I'm hearing now is, hey, if we ever get new crop corn, new crop corn stands at 460, let's say. If we ever get new crop corn back to $5, I'm just letting it all go. Well, that might be right, and that might be wrong, because the next move of significance, we're looking for corn to move up, you know, $1, $1.50 over the next 12 to 15 months. And if that is the case, or maybe even $2, who knows what weather's going to do, how Safrina's going to turn out, what our weather in North America is going to look like this year. Yeah, if everything goes good everywhere, it's bearish. But if we have a few hiccups on the production side, you could see $5 be kind of not such a good price to market all your grain at. So I just want to caution everybody, hey, keep an open mind. Maybe we get to $5, sell something. But you got to keep defensive if we see some of these fundamentals change. So that's what I meant.
Is emotion going to be a high factor?
Oh, I think so. I think the emotion is real concerning right now, just because sentiment has gotten so bearish. And we just don't think we can ever rally again. I mean, this is so discouraging. And usually when that happens, that's when you begin to have a rally. And I don't know what the catalyst is going to be. It certainly looks pretty hopeless at times, because nothing can rally. But that's usually when you see, you know, the darkest time is right near the bottom or right ahead of the crack of dawn. And so I think that we can move higher, but we need a catalyst to do so. I'm kind of wondering if it isn't Safrina when it's all said and done, because they're drier than they were in 2016. The forecast looks drier. And we know that if they lose 15, 20 million metric tons of corn, that changes our supply situation quite a bit for old crop corn.
We have a listener question that came in, and we asked this last week, and I wanted to get your thoughts as well. They're wondering, are we going to see soybeans go below that $11 mark?
I don't think so. I think we're not done going down unless we see certain things over the next 10 days, an exuberant rally or something like that. I think what we're going to see is we're going to see nearby beans, let's just say the March or the May, leak up to that 12 and a quarter, maybe 12.35 area, and then roll over one more time. What they'll do after that is make a baby new low, and then we're looking for a low to be made and the next move of significance back up $13, $14 as we move into summer. And so what is that low I'm looking for? Probably not more than 11.40, 11.50 area of the May soybeans. So if that happens and we bottom there, obviously we don't get below $11. I'm not looking for it. Could it happen? Anything can happen in these markets, but I'm not looking for that to be the low. I think it's more like 11.40, 11.50, if not already in.
What's your thoughts on consumer confidence as we switch over and look at the livestock side?
Well, I think that is going to be what hurts the cattle market in the end. I know supply is really tight. You can't get bearish on supply, but it will be if we finally see the domestic demand wane, because if people get concerned about their overall financial picture, their debt picture, or what's going on with inflation or disposable income being drained down, obviously they're going to stop consuming beef. And beef consumption has to be supported on the domestic side at these price levels. We haven't seen great export demand out of beef like pork. And so if the consumer confidence wanes, I think that's where beef could get in trouble.
And pork has definitely been a bright spot when it comes to exports.
It definitely has. And I do think that we can go higher as well. In the pork side of things, I think we're not done going up. And after we do get done going up here, maybe another $2-3, I think we got three waves down, and then I think we go higher. I think we follow the seasonal into Memorial Day grill season, and we top out sometime May, June, July, before we head lower into that fourth quarter. So I'm kind of bullish pork right now.
And, of course, we've just got to get through this lentil season and see the swing back to the other proteins.
That's right. The lentil season is always hard, especially on beef demand. And a lot of people get hams and stuff into Easter, but we know Lent leading up to that can be pretty hard on the meats. And so this is a time where the packers could cut, you know, the kills a little bit, slow down that shackle speed, add to the beef price, increase their margins ahead of Easter here. So that's kind of what I think they're trying to do, gain that upper hand on the feed yards.
Real fast, best way for folks to get a hold of you?
Well, they can either look me up on Twitter, and that's at Fry_WSS, or give me a call at our office toll-free at 866-249-2528.
And that is today's Channel Final Bell, being brought to you by Channel Seed and the Channel Professional on the Rural Radio Network.
Young men and women eager to acquire practical business experience often find it in the FFA. Each year, thousands of high school students across America learn entrepreneurship by growing their own businesses from scratch.
Today and every day in 2024, we salute the FFA and our local FFA members.
Congratulations, FFA members, on National FFA Week. This FFA salute is being brought to you by Compeer Financial.
Welcome to Home Sweet Home, discussing the ins and outs of rural property financing with Compeer Financial.
So we're offering a zero down payment option to help people get into our rural communities with less of a down payment. Typically, at average, the minimum down payment on a house is 5%. Even that 5% of that purchase price can be a lot. So when you're able to do that, leaves room for, you know, our clients and potential clients not having to wipe out their savings. We are excited to now offer this first-time homebuyer product here at Compeer. Inflation is very real. Things cost more, and it's just been harder for our clients to save. So we're offering this financing product to help people get into our rural communities with less of a down payment. Get a hold of us online at compeer.com/STHB or 844-426-6733.
Listen to the full podcast at compeer.com/homesweethome.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Durand Smokehouse has gone hog wild. Now through March 31st, get whole hogs at $2.69 a pound, half hogs $2.79 a pound. Plus, get $50 off a half beef or $25 off a quarter beef from Durand Smokehouse.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Signing up to become an FFA member is the first step toward career success for many high school students. FFA membership provides valuable learning opportunities, seminars, competitions, civic activities, and more to help them become competent, confident, and caring leaders.
Today and every day in 2024, we salute the FFA.
Saluting our local FFA chapters during National FFA Week. This FFA salute is brought to you by NTech, your premier communications and entertainment provider.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
The Pepin County Health Department provides confidential reproductive health and family planning services here in Durand. Services include birth control methods and supplies, routine preventative exams, cervical cancer screenings, STI testing and treatment, emergency contraception, and pregnancy testing. All are available at low or no cost to you. Whatever your situation, the Pepin County Health Department is here to help you. Call or text 715-279-3241 for more information or to set up an appointment.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low in the mid-20s. Mostly sunny and warmer tomorrow, high in the upper 40s. An additional sunshine on Thursday, high mid-40s. Friday looks cooler with a mostly clear sky, high in the mid-30s, but near 50 for the weekend with sun. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently, it's 47 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
You always had an eye for things that glitter, but I was far from being made of gold. I don't know how, but I scraped up the money. I just never could quite tell you no. Just like when you were leaving Amarillo, take that new job in Tennessee, and I quit mine so we could be together. I can't forget the way you looked at me, just to see you smile. I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost, just to see you smile. You said time was all you really needed. I walked away and let you have your space. Old leaving didn't hurt me near as badly as the tears I saw rolling down your face. And yesterday I knew just what you wanted when you came walking up to me with him. I told you that I was happy for you, and given the chance I'd lie again, just to see you smile. I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost, just to see you smile.
Just to see you smile.
I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost,
just to see you smile. Wasn't born for digging deep holes. I'm not made for paving long roads. I ain't cut out to climb high line poles, but I'm pretty good at drinking beer. I'm not the type to work in a bank. I'm no good slapping on paint. Have a knack for making motors crank, no, but I'm pretty good at drinking beer. So hand me one more, that's what I'm here for. I'm built for having a ball. I love the nightlife, I love my Bud Light. I like them cold and tall. I ain't much on mowing thick grass. I'm too slow for working too fast. I don't do windows, so honey, don't ask. But I'm pretty good at drinking beer. A go-getter, well, maybe I'm not. I'm not known for doing a lot. But I do my best work when the weather's hot, hot. I'm pretty good at drinking beer. Digging deep holes. I'm not made for paving long roads. I ain't cut out to climb highline poles, but I'm pretty good at drinking beer. I'm pretty good at drinking beer. I'll hand me one more, boy. That's what I'm here for.
Hear that sizzle? Hear Country Fry. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I've sent a dozen texts and I ain't heard jack. I guess she's busy playing hard to get back. So I bought roses and her favorite wine, thinking we'd be making up in no time. But I'm parked out here on her street. Looks like the joke's on me. Sitting here, I can't believe what I just saw. Couple shadows kissing on her bedroom wall. It's looking like my plan didn't work out at all. Heartbreak turned into broke up. Solo in the cab of my truck.
Yeah, I thought about taking it back to the store, 'cause it's the nicest bottle that I ever paid for. But then again, if I had that money back, I'd just find a bar and go run up a tab. I could go for a whiskey, I could go for a beer, but hell, I'm already here. Sitting here, I can't believe what I just saw. Couple shadows kissing on her bedroom wall. So now I'm finding out how a heartbreak tastes with a Silver Oak 1998. Drinking cab in a solo, solo in the cab of my truck. She just turned out the lights. Guess she meant it when she said goodbye. Man, I swear I can't believe what I just saw. Couple shadows kissing on her bedroom walls. Looking like my plan didn't work out at all. That break turned into broke up. So now I'm finding out how a heartbreak tastes with a silver.
A child abduction alert has been issued in Manitowoc County for the following child: Elijah View, age 3, male, white, 3 feet 0 inches, 45 pounds, with sandy hair, brown eyes, and a birthmark on the left knee. Child was last seen near 3900 Mishicot Road, Two Rivers, Wisconsin, and is missing from Two Rivers. He was last seen wearing gray sweatpants, long sleeve, dark colored shirt, and red and green dinosaur slip-on shoes. If you have any information on the whereabouts of Elijah View, please contact the Two Rivers Police Department at 844-267-6648.
At Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I'm afraid. Won't you stay a little while? Keep me safe, 'cause there's monsters right outside. Daddy, please don't go. I don't wanna be alone, 'cause the second that you're gone, they're gonna know. Before he went to bed, he grabbed my hand and said, just 'cause I'm leaving, it don't mean it. I won't be right by your side when you need me. You can't see me in the middle of the night. Just close your eyes and say a prayer. It's okay, I know you're scared when I'm not here, but I'll always be right there. Even though I'm leaving, I ain't going nowhere. Dad will be late, and Uncle Sam don't like to wait. He's got a big old plane that's gonna take me far away. I know I act tough, but there's a churning in my gut, 'cause I just can't call you up when things get rough. Before I left, he hugged my neck and said, just 'cause you're